Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Mike Mayo joins us here on the dais. I did not know that you knew Len Robbins.
I hung out in some of those press rooms along in the football season, too. You know, the Jets and the... Bill Parcells once ridiculed me something fierce.
Was it over a horse that you gave him?
I came in a little late when he had a briefing, and it was some news had broken. All I know is, like, something developed in the 10 minutes from when I parked the car to when I got into the facility, and I didn't know the latest news, and then he just, like, ripped me.
It's an honor, like, to get ripped by Parcells.
Yeah, exactly.
I've gotten ripped by the best of them. But,
anyway, well, you've been body slammed by Brian Cox. So Shula wasn't
no,
too
no,
fond
we
of
never
you.
Came to but me.
Pat Riley took exception with some of the things that you had to say, and now Parcells thinks that you're a real punk, huh? Mike Mayo, great. No wonder you got out of sports.
You should see what the chefs do to me with the they come out with the knife.
Oh, right? They're even more sensitive than sports guys. What you say is,
buenos dias. The cafecito is piping hot. Why not enjoy it with Difo and Luby? It's now time for the Difo Show.
All right, beautiful day shaping up here in South Florida. Great to be with you. A Deal Volkswagen Degenerate Friday is underway. We're live trackside here at Gulfstream Park. Live racing now Thursday through Sunday. They added in a day. That's good for degenerates like myself and of course, the great Mike Mayo, the gambling gourmet, who joins us here on the set at Gulfstream Park at the Breezeway Bar. Mike Luby Lubitz is at the controls. It's the ALT Defo Show brought to you by Altitude International and presented now by Destination Sport Miami. So, Mike Mayo, it's interesting because we have so many different things to get into here.
Lots
on the
to
program,
cover.
Including the fact, though, I mean, you talk about food, and you've been touting this joint for a while. So we go out, and two very nice gentlemen accompanying us, and they were people that you just knew from your Let's Eat South Florida page?
No, Facebook? One of them is my neighbor and buddy, that's Scott, and then Joe Casal is a former agent, lawyer, and
he
knew
a lot of stuff about the inner workings of sports.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's a guy I just kind of met through Facebook and the food group, the Let's Eat South Florida food group. And,
yeah.
He's one of those New Yorkers and always looking for good pizza. So he came out. We had a great time. That was a great lunch expedition. Although, you know, your head, it looked like you had the, you know, some kind of thyroid condition when you were eating that bacon and hot cherry peppers pizza.
You didn't issue any kind of warning before that thing hit.
You know, his eyes start bugging out and he starts chugging the Chardonnay. And I was like, oh man,
that thing was on fire. I mean, it literally was on fire. Now it turned out that I happen to like this. But you claim to be a nice Jewish boy from Brooklyn. And
I don't believe it.
I don't want to stereotype Jewish people in general, but inclined not to go for the fuego sauce.
I love spice. Spice doesn't always love me because, I
did have a little heartburn on the walk of life.
I do. Part of when I became a food critic, I started a daily dose of the omeprazole, which is one of those antacids, those prescription strength that you get over
you
the
You ate in a lot of bad joints, huh?
You wouldn't believe it. But my iron now is a little bit coated in cast iron, and the flavor of that pizza because we're talking about Pizza Spot in Fort Lauderdale, and you know they just got a good write up and video.
It's not hard to find it
in the
not
Sun
at all.
Sentinel. Yeah, it's right across. You know,
it's
near that swing bridge in downtown Fort Lauderdale, that Riverside Park neighborhood, and you know it's been open. They're going to be celebrating their first anniversary in December,
beautiful.
And it's all outdoors, and it's just like you don't feel like you're in Fort Lauderdale. You feel like you're tucked away in
the
woods
somewhere. Yeah.
And when the weather breaks and the humidity falls and the wintertime comes, it's just a great spot to just hang out and eat and drink.
You talked about the humidity, and then you lay this like on fire, spicy pizza.
Yeah, exactly.
Pizza,
like, that's a weird comment.
And I didn't even need like a towel. I needed a cut man movie. I'm looking for the fight doctor with like some adrenaline.
I was gonna step in and call it off, but I think you went back for the second slice. And the nice part when you eat that kind of level of spice, and you're sitting and it's like a steam bath outside. Yeah. It's like getting your exercise and workout in while you're eating lunch. So you don't even have to go out and do the exercise.
Plus the
afterwards.
Four Chardonnays, which went down pretty smoothly there. So, no, man, very nice of those people to take care of us. Pizza spot, you were on the money on that. All right, now, in your days of covering the Miami Dolphins, there is all kinds of speculation.
Before we get into the Dolphins, let me just do two quick things. First of all, you know, great, terrific game last night. I actually stayed up and watched the whole thing. I might have dozed off in the third quarter a little bit, but that was a terrific game. And
I know you're
ragging on McCarthy for not going for a touchdown, but come on, Defoe. He put themselves in position to win, and they went ahead. They kicked the leading field goal, and then
they get
jobbed by a little home refereeing, home cooking.
Didn't that look like Shaq and Greg Ostertag though, where he would just shove the guy off, and because it was Ostertag, and he was like a big oaf, they didn't call anything.
The first time I watched it in live, I thought maybe it was kind of a mutual thing where they both were pushing off each other at the beginning. So that's maybe why the ref didn't toss the flag, and then you look back on slow mo and
that horse that was savaging the other horse through the stretch,
like that.
It was close to that. Yeah, I mean the replay was very similar.
But what do you expect when it's when it's Tom
Speaking
Brady
of Holyfield,
at home and he's going to get a call every now and then. But the Cowboys bettors were happy they covered unless you had the money line and then you didn't win your money.
Jersey had the money line $3.85.
Exactly.
He was getting
a stick. Before getting into the Dolphins, I just want to congratulate you. The Marlins are kind of coming back from the dead. They've been winning series. They beat the Mets last night. So, like you said, they're down to just a dozen. Win a dozen.
12 and 10.
Win a dozen, kiss your cousin. That's
that's a deal, Volkswagen run for 71.
That's the run for 71.
You're at premise.
59 and 81. You need to go 12 and 10. Is it likely? Probably not. Is it possible? Definitely, maybe.
It's not out of the question.
Definitely
it's not
maybe.
Out of the question. So
that game killed us, though. That game killed us.
Well, and,
that
and
one
here's
with the
thing.
Run night.
You know what I've been saying all season, Defoe, is that you turned 70 this year.
Yes.
So I thought the final number was going to be ironically or coincidence. Is it irony or coincidence that it's going to end up at 70?
Ultimate
and then
torture.
That blown ninth inning game will turn out to be the difference. I hate to be the guy who thinks but that would be a great Hollywood ending if it ended.
Well, and they got rid of all of their players too. I mean, it's Adam Duvall hits a home run every other inning now for the Braves.
Marte's been a monster.
Marte is like he looks like Lou Brock on the base pass, and he's making monster plays in the outfield and hitting like 360. And these are all guys that we had in the run for 71. But now all of a sudden you got Isan Diaz up there. He can't, unfortunately, I hope he's a great kid probably, but can't sniff the Mendoza line, right? And with like no power stats, and you have him up in a key spot when he just happens to be, and this rolled off the tongues of the announcers. Well, he's, in a little bit of a mire in a slump here at 0 for 28. He's like, 0 for 28?
Like a little bit.
Nurse!
It's not over yet, so.
Little money, though, makes a big difference.
Yeah, yeah. And you got, look, the Braves, they're in first place now, so they're highly motivated to win. So it's going to be a tough series. Although the Mets were highly motivated to win. They were only a couple games out of the wild card. And, again.
And the Yankees plumbing. You notice we haven't heard from Harvey Fialkoff this week.
He's
laying low. He's making comments about, where you can get good sausage on Let's Eat South Florida. No more of his own. The Yanks are the best team in the world.
They had that little middle move, but they made him maybe
make see what
that
happens.
Move too early. It's going to be a fun month between, baseball pennant races, college football, regular NFL football. This is great. And by the way, it looks like Ponce de Leon was wrong. He went to the wrong coast because it looks like Tampa has the Fountain of Youth.
My
between
God.
Tom Brady. Look, the guy's a cyborg, right? He's not human. Is
that doesn't seem possible, does it? I mean, and I don't know how much they emphasize that he was 44 years old.
After
a while, it's like, no, that's not believable. You could tell me another 100 times Chris Collinsworth. And as I said, they even were like giving you his blood test readings and his sperm count to show that he's a medical marvel, this guy.
The guy's a freak. And, he just keeps going. And, whether or not that was offensive interference at the end.
What do you mean, whether or not?
I mean, it was offensive interference. It was clearly offensive interference.
The way he threw that ball in there to the exact spot behind it was a pretty
great, yes,
impressive.
How about Gronk?
Rising
from the dead to
Gronk
make a couple
great
of touchdown catches.
But did you catch that thing of him catching the ball dropped from a helicopter from 600
yeah.
feet? The way they edited that and spliced it, I still don't believe it. I mean, that thing, if it's coming from 600 feet, it's got to like take your hands off just the velocity on it. And he caught that thing like it was just like just a little powder puff throw.
But it was flat as a pancake. They let all the air out of the ball.
Oh, is that what happened? Of course, it's Brady. So.
They had those two guys that were, on the equipment staff. All right, we're coming back with more with the Gambling Gourmet, but you have many fine places. I can't say enough good things about the pizza spot. That was a great time, even though it was a little schwitzy there with the, what are those peppers called?
Hot cherry peppers. And the way
where do they get those, man? They're hot.
Oh, those are a regularly available pepper.
Yeah.
It's a kind of a big thing in the Northeast, especially in Philly, where you get those pork, you have that pork and roast hot peppers dishes. But this was a little bit play of on that. We got the bacon, and he uses a nice quality bacon with the hot cherry peppers. Well done, so the bacon gets really nice and crisp, and you get that smokiness of the fattiness of the bacon. And the sharpness and the heat of the hot cherry peppers. Oh, Maron. I love that
great
place.
Yeah, no.
Pizza Spot, 601 Southwest 12th Avenue. Wade and his better half, Reese, they just know how to put out a great product. Sun Sentinel gave them love last week, and they had so many people swamp them on last Friday. They ran out of dough. They had to turn people away.
But at least they made plenty. Yeah.
Oh, they made dough, and then they made more dough because now he knows they're going to get a little bit of a bounce from that, and more people are showing up. But we got in there early on Wednesday. It was beautiful.
It's great.
Connecticut, New Haven-style, a pizza in a wood-fired brick oven. And besides the pizza, they have that good Caesar salad. They have the meatball appetizer that my friend
too.
Joe was just digging in on that.
Yeah.
He was digging those meatballs in. So reasonable. Some places you go, they charge you $20-$25 for a meatball appetizer. It's crazy. They're $4.95. You can't.
That was $4.95. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's why I got two of them. They're so
that was
good.
Great.
So
yeah.
Such a good deal. All right, Pizza Spot. It's 754-779-7788 for your to-go takeout orders. Again, it's in that Riverside Park neighborhood near to the Swing Bridge. Use your GPS. Open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner. Closed on Mondays. Go to the Pizza Spot. I love it. Defoe loves it. Everybody loves it. Tell him Mike Mayo, the Gambling Gourmet, sent you.
You were right about that one. Mike Mayo, the Gambling Gourmet. More to come with the Gambling Gourmet here on 940 Wins, 1230 The Zone, around the world on the iHeartRadio app. The ALT Defoe Show, presented by Destination Sport Miami. That was a big thing that we ran on Wednesday, Michael. A lot of fun.
Huge.
Back with more in a moment.
The time.
It's 9:16.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Cuban supergroup Gente de Zona. Tickets with prices starting at $66 are on sale and may be purchased through Ticketmaster.com.
He'll fight Brian Cox in the locker room. He'll challenge Bill Parcells to a verbal shout-out. He'll stare down Johnny Chan while holding pocket twos.
And then he goes
Mike
to
Mayo,
the London Business
Gourmet
School for the savants.
How about that? Yeah.
I will crush your
School
hopes
of
and
Finance.
Dreams with it.
Mike Mayo, the Gambling Gourmet, joins us here. 940
Wins. No, I was going to say, and then I do all those things, and I also crush your hopes and dreams with a three-word text giving you the bad news about game one.
Well, this was particularly brutal, and Michael, I thank you for doing that.
The modern-day odd couple, Defoe and Louie, are on now. It is, of course, the Defoe Show.
I'm not sure it's a loss the magnitude of the Argentine tango takedown, but that loss with the five-run ninth by the Mets that day will haunt me, maybe to my grave. That was ugly. But it is a good way to make what otherwise would have been a bitterly disappointing season by our own Miami Marlins far more interesting than it otherwise would have been.
Kind of the way that Joey Esposito, my buddy from Cafe Seville, who was out at the races and I was having fun with him and his crew last
That's some Sunday. Crew he has that he brings
But then
out
here, he bet the final pick five of the year at Saratoga on Labor Day. He sent me his ticket. It was like a $1,200 ticket, and I looked at the ticket, and I said, oh, no, in the feature race, how do you leave off Asmussen's horse, a Gunite, which I liked, and he won at 11-1. He had 4-5, left Gunite off. It would have been a $92,000 pick five for 50 cents.
Have you seen appetizers rise in cost over there?
He
in
said, well, he said sometimes the price of veal chops go up a little bit.
The shrimp gumbus, you know, that's a great place, by the way.
He's a great guy. I love Joey. He's been the owner there. The place has been in business over 35 years, but he's owned it since the 90s, and does a terrific job. So
I run into Hacky Reitman over there, you know, the fighting surgeon, Hacky Reitman.
Yeah, I might go over there tonight for
great idea.
To get a veal chop before the prices go up even more when he has the races this week. So.
Well, he might win.
No, could help. I'm going to give him one. I'm going to give everybody one now because I gave him a good one on Monday before.
You have some kind of sick connection out of New Jersey.
Well, no, a buddy of mine is assistant trainer to the Colts Neck Stables. That's the lead trainer is now Jorge Duarte, who used to be a jockey.
Yeah.
But my buddy is the assistant, and they have some well-meant two-year-olds. And he gave me one last week, one by the name of Affable Monarch. That was a son of Arrogate, the late, great Arrogate. Passed away way too soon. But he won for fun at 9-2 in his debut at Monmouth, and he's going to be going his next start. He's stepping up to the big leagues. He's going to take he's going to go try the champagne at Belmont later this fall. Now there's another one from the same barn that has been working with this winner, and supposedly outworked Affable Monarch, is running today in the fourth race at Laurel. That one is named Tops the Chart. He's listed at 4-1 in the morning line. I don't want to say it's a sure thing, but I kind of like it if they say that this one was outrunning the other one, because the other one looked like an absolute beast. So I'm going to throw a couple of shekels and then some on Tops the Chart, the number two horse in the fourth race at Laurel today. And then we'll see how much I have left to plunge on Glynn County at Kentucky Downs tomorrow. And then if I have anything left, we'll go to the Sunday football games.
No wonder you're not married anymore. I mean, this is where your head is set. That's your ideal weekend.
And I'm going to be eating
three-horse parlay from seven tracks
I'll be
around
the
world.
The stuffed veal at Cafe Seville.
Oh,
and then
nice.
I should go over, have a couple of oysters at Friends at Even Keel. And then tomorrow I'm going to eat some the great honey glazed spare ribs, the Chinese spare ribs here at Christine's.
Those look ridiculous.
While I'm plunging my
You do look like that place
so
well.
You know, what a life. I mean, this is my fantasy. I'm just
sports and food, man. You can't go wrong. Okay. Factor in some booze, and we really have it going on. All right, Mike Mayo, a couple of big things to attack here on the show of local interest. And you had great contact and were involved with both of these teams at one time or another. Yeah, the Hurricanes with that embarrassment against Alabama. We've talked about that a little bit. The Dolphins-Patriots interest me because we haven't had the more experienced quarterback in this game since, Marino was schooling Steve Grogan. Oh, no, Grogan broke in with Y.A. Tittle.
Exactly.
But,
this
it's been
is
a while.
It's a really interesting opener. I wouldn't be surprised if any of four things happen. The four things being the Dolphins blow out the Patriots, the Pats blow out the Dolphins, or it's a really close game that could go either way. Now, how's that for cliches?
But that was right up there with we have to clean a few things up.
That wasn't generic.
Yeah, that's totally generic. I have no opinion. I don't know what's going to happen. Do you know what's going to happen?
No,
Defoe?
No idea.
Luby, do you know what's
going to
happen?
I think I do. That's what scares the crap out of me.
Oh, tell me.
And
so
it scares everyone who's
way.
A Dolphin fan who listens to our show. I actually, for the first time in a while, have confidence in the Dolphins compared to the Patriots. And I know the Belichick factor hangs high, but we haven't seen Belichick win huge without Tom Brady. And Brian Flores has consistently made this team better. And by all accounts, they're more talented than they were last year. I don't know what the Patriots are. I think the Dolphins
I like the angle that Flores knows how to rattle young quarterbacks, which Dave Hyde pointed out in an insightful column a couple of weeks ago that, I guess it was Herbert's worst game last year with San Diego was against the Dolphins. He only threw for 176 yards, and I think he had a couple of turnovers. So, the defensive guru Flores is able to come up with some schemes to confuse and rattle the rookie, then the Dolphins and the three and a hook that they're getting could look pretty
promising.
They're getting
points in this game.
I'm just always leery about betting in an opener, on the road, maybe you're right, Luby. Again, it's a game. I'm rooting hard for the Dolphins. I want to see them get out of the blocks real quick, but I don't know if I could put my money where your mouth is at this point. So.
You wouldn't want to anyway. And well, here's the thing. That so far is the only negative in the equation of trying to figure out who's going to win this game and make a case for the Dolphins is that Luby loves them in this spot.
The go-the-other-way angle, huh?
I don't know what we're going to see, though. I didn't really get much of an indication.
And because I pay so little attention to the nuts and bolts, is anybody, like, injured or on COVID list?
Dolphins have a couple of guys on COVID list, one of whom may return, and he would be the more
the left tackle,
essential
Austin
of the two. Yeah. Austin Jackson.
These are linemen, these offensive
linemen. Yeah. Starting left tackle, Holy Richmond Webb. We may be without this guy, and as Yogi Berra would say, we don't have a lot of deep depth.
Yeah, that would
there.
That would not be great for Tua and his whole,
run for your life, Ben Gazzara campaign.
Yeah, so that's the other thing that makes me a little leery this year, particularly every game with every team, is you really don't know what kind of havoc the COVID protocols are going to play until game day, really. So don't bet the money early. Wait until the last minute and then send
Rider
it
Rider switch at the gate.
Yeah.
That always scared the living daylights out of me. I mean, if you're talking the perfect thing for degenerate fear factor, that was it.
Well, when the horse busts through the gate but doesn't get hurt, so they load him right back in.
Throw that two right back in there. Okay, everybody ready? All of a sudden the bell rings and your money, you may as well mush your tickets. Yeah.
That's the beauty of betting on the phone apps now. You could punch that last minute delete, cancel the ticket if something like that happens. Whereas at the track, sometimes you're stuck like Chuck.
Hey, this is a good place to watch all of the games. There's going to be a lot of college football, a lot of pro football, and people are trying to figure out where am I going to line up and watch these games, have some great food. This is where sports bars really come to the forefront, and you can separate the good from the bad. And Shenanigans, they know how to do it there. I love the vibe.
Oh, yeah. Shenanigans is where it's at for football season and every season. My friend Pat, who's the owner of both locations, he started it off on the west side across from T.Y. Park in Hollywood, and then he opened the east side, which is near my house, South Federal Highway in Dania Beach, just north of Sheridan Street. Drove by there last night. It was hopping for the NFL opener. And Pat came out to the races with me last week. We had a fun time. He brought his son. We had some sushi. We picked some winners and some losers, but he knows how to have a good time. And you will always have a good time at Shenanigans. They have daily specials, fresh fish. He prides himself on his fish program there because Pat says friends don't let friends eat frozen fish. So you'll always get the best in fresh mahi that they put in sandwiches, grilled, blackened tacos. And, of course, they're known for the burgers, the barbecue ribs, and the world-famous chicken wings. Black and Grilled is my favorite. Shack and Grilled has a little spice and honey on it. Late-night dining, all the major sporting events, premium drink specials, and draft beer specials day and night. East Side has the outdoor dining in the breezeway. West Side has outdoor dining in a patio. Go to Shenanigans. Tell them Mike Mayo, the Gambling Gourmet, sent you.
Now, do you smear a lot of hot sauce even when you're eating seafood? You just like dump a whole bottle of Cristal on it?
I'm not like crazy. There's just certain foods I like to have that little spicy zing on it. And the wings there is one of those things. But I always get my hot sauce on the side for my wings. I like to dunk them because when they do it, sometimes where they add the hot sauce right in the fryer.
It dripping messy. I really like it that way. Yeah. All right, good stuff. The Gambling Gourmet. More with the Gambling Gourmet. A lot of things to get into here as we're with you on a Deal Volkswagen Degenerate Friday, live from Gulfstream Park, which is always a favorite spot of mine, and, of course, Michael's as well. He'll be out here tomorrow holding court, and he's hobnobbing with a lot of big-time restaurateurs out there over at Christie & Lee's while slobbering down those great
ribs.
Asian ribs, which are fantastic here. That's one of those signature dishes that you always hear about, like, hey, you got to have the ribs.
It's still a classic. Yeah. You know, some people don't, maybe they aren't the biggest fans, the prices are high, but those ribs, you can't not like them. They're fantastic.
Always great places here at Gulfstream Park, dining and entertainment destinations, Village at Gulfstream. And come on out to live racing again today and through the weekend here at Gulfstream Park. Tomorrow, we're in Hialeah Park for the Hialeah Park Trivia Challenge, being a champion simulcasting room with Polyman Paul Massell and Dave Gurgles Gurgly. Polyman, a pretty good football handicapper. Always had a good opinion on football. Come up with some games. But you have to really pressure him.
Opinions are key. I kind of liked, who was the first guy? The Greek today. He just gave the three things, and he's like, why? He's
Greek
like,
doesn't
I did my
around.
Research. And I was like, I don't want
to. Well, he's sworn to secrecy on this stuff. But
Okay. Because he sounds like some of these people who, with the vaccines and not taking.
No, they do.
He did his research. Okay.
They send him a game, and they send him a picture of his firstborn. Like if he says anything to anybody, they know where to find him. That's the way that goes. All right, back with more in a moment. The Greek comes your way at 3 o'clock. Marlins baseball, the drive is on there. The run for 71 as we need 12 and 10. So another, see, ball games continue to become crucial to the campaign as we get further and deeper into this mess that we're in right now. Right now we're at the bottom of the pool looking up there like Joe Frazier on the Superstars. Just like, what? How did I get
that's
here?
That's a good reference.
No, it's true, though. That's, you know, what we got the GM fired there on the Ted Koppel show.
Oh, that
remember?
Was Al Campanis.
Al
yeah.
Campanis, yeah.
That was before cancel culture was a thing, and he was the first one to
if
be
If he
canceled.
Hadn't seen the Superstars, he would have never said that thing about the buoyancy, right? All right, back with more in a moment. Now that.
The time.
It's 9:32.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Tropical Acres, you turn me on to this place again because it's one of those places, you know, it's an iconic place, a staple in the South Florida dining landscape with the Studioli family representing themselves so well with the restaurant and in the community. I mean, just people love these guys. And a family style, a real down-home kind of feel in there.
Great family.
But then you can forget sometimes how great it is, and you reminded me again. I can't wait to get back there.
Yeah, it's an old-school classic steakhouse that... You know how you go to these joints now and you just get, you order the steak and it's $70 and it comes with one sprig of parsley. You forget about any side dishes or anything like that. And then you got to layer on the $15 potatoes and the $20 mac and cheese truffle. You know, that not like that at Tropical Acres. They give you a square deal. You go in there, you could get steak. It comes with a salad and a baked potato or your cream spinach. It's just a great value.
And, great job.
You know, Jack was talking the other day about his dad, Sam, you know, a big racing fan, and how he'd always know his dad's mood depending on how he did at the track when he came back in the restaurant.
Yeah.
I'm kind of the same way. When I go there, it's like, you know, I had a good day if I sit down right at the bar with Tommy, order a couple of martinis, and have myself one of those beautiful 10-ounce barrel-cut supreme fillets. Or if I had a bad day, I walk into the butcher shop, get myself a couple of $3 burgers. They're great, made with ground sirloin.
Borrow one of the knives.
But it's a good spot.
No, great spot, Tropical Acres. Classic location, 2500 Griffin Road, right there in Dania, just south of the airport. You can give them a call at 954-989-2500 or find them at tropicalacres.com. The butcher shop is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday. And don't forget about that great happy hour that they have, and that's both in the lounge, 4:30 to 6:30. And the early bird special for dinner, 4:30 to 5:30. That's every day of the week that they're open. They're closed on Sunday. And I'll bring the Mustang in there on half-price wine bottle nights Monday and Tuesday. You'll find me there looking for that twin lobster special for only $30 at Tropical Acres. All right, so
here's
you have
my
poem. Let's do it.
Roses are red, violets are blue. I got DQ'd from the late double. Sorry, no champagne or caviar for you.
Mike Mayo, the Gambling Gourmet, ladies and gentlemen.
The best way to kick off your day is with Defo plus Luby. We now return to the Defo Show.
Just take those old records off the shelf. Deal Volkswagen Degenerate Friday. We have the Gambling Gourmet with us as we come to you live. Trackside here at Gulfstream Park. Live racing later on today. And you've almost got me convinced that that's the move. A little Christine Lee's tomorrow with the boys there. And just hang out, scarf down some food, punch away on the live races. I could always venture into the breezeway here to see who's in the crowd, and maybe even slide off to the North Tiki there.
You could mill all around, but the best part, you know, Christine Lee's, they got the betting windows right there. You could punch away.
Yeah, no, it's great. You ask for another Tsingtao beer and give me 20 to win on the four.
That's all good.
You know, and the guy goes right up there and makes the bet for you. Deal Volkswagen Degenerate Friday, trackside here from Gulfstream Park, the ALT Depot Show, brought to you by Altitude International and now presented by Destination Sport Miami. We have Mike Mayo, the gambling gourmet. Speaking of destination, what is the ultimate destination going to be in college sports from your early observations about the name, image, likeness thing, where we have millionaire quarterbacks coming in as freshmen to various huge powerhouse programs?
Yeah, this is the, you know, the whole unintended consequences thing. Because, you know, I was always of one of the opinion that, of course, these guys should get paid. They're devoting themselves and their bodies and most of their time to you know, football, which is making gobs and gobs of money for all these programs and conferences and the coaches. So why shouldn't they get their share? So I was always on board with paying them, but now that we're actually reached the spot where the, you know, people can cash in on selling their images and likenesses and getting some endorsement deals, the problem is, it's unequal, because the ones who are going to be reaping most of the money, probably 90% of it, are big-time quarterbacks at big-time schools, and everybody else is going to get bupkis. And then that's going to create jealousies and resentments. And then what's that going to do to locker rooms and programs? And all I know is that if I'm a Heisman candidate quarterback at some big school like Ohio State or Alabama, I'm definitely going to be smearing my offensive linemen, and I'm at least taking them out to nice steak dinners once a week, because otherwise you could find yourself eating some turf numerous times every week.
Where would they go if they were
hurt
at Ohio State for your steak dinner?
Ooh, you know what? It's not Skyline Chili. As much as I love Skyline Chili.
Oh, you did love Skyline Chili.
I do.
I was disappointed.
It's one of my guilty pleasures. It's not really chili. It's just Greek spaghetti. It's Greek spaghetti with weird spices.
It reminded me of that last scene in Goodfellas where, you know, I got, noodles and ketchup. When he was talking about pasta.
Yeah. I ordered spaghetti and marinara sauce.
Yeah, I mean, I was disappointed because the place is called Skyline Chili. You're expecting the chili to be outstanding. You're not expecting some, ragu spaghetti sauce.
Yeah, no. So, Columbus.
Ragu would have been better.
Columbus has some really good eating.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Schmitz is the big German restaurant.
Schmitz.
Germantown. It's been there since the late 1800s.
Beautiful. All right.
So,
you're right about that.
I just wonder what will happen eventually when, you know, the money gets distributed and not too even fashion, and what kind of jealousy and resentment that's going to create, and how that will trickle down to actual team cohesion, and and will you see guys getting hurt because they're not being protected as well as they could be because somebody's mad that they're making $2 million?
See, I think the smart thing is, and it's funny, Nick. It's this that you agree with Nick Saban. That's why Nick Saban brought up the $1 million quarterback thing, because he didn't think it was fair to everyone else. But I think at some point, the university itself would try and promote its players and make sure everyone gets a little piece. Like, if you're smart as a university, especially with recruiting, which they're not supposed to do, quote-unquote, but I'm sure they are, you make sure the big linemen and the defensive tackles and the corners, just like they do in professional sport, like, it's professional. And everyone gets a cut, and that's how the real world works. Not everyone gets paid the same. Like, I don't understand the coddling of the kids where everyone's the same. They're not the same. The world's not. That's not how the world works.
Participation trophy, Luby. That's what it reeks of.
Yeah, like, it's a joke.
No, it's kind of like.
But you do have to wet everybody's beak if you're going to have a good team. You know,
those qualifiers, though, in the U.S. Open, some of these guys that qualified, then as they got to round three and four, all of a sudden, they had, like, stapled on their shirt a loose logo of some sponsor that jumped on a bandwagon there, like Chico's Bail Bonds, all of a sudden decided to take out ads. Yeah, you see this in boxing movies a lot, where the guy has, an ad for a really cheesy place on his trunks.
Yeah, when they have it paper-clipped to their collar. And
they have to deal with it was literally like safety pin to the guy's shoulder. Right. That guy Brooksby, who was in there against Djokovic the other night. And all of a sudden, they like just put a new patch on his shirt, which was like a plain T-shirt before that. No logo, no nothing.
Who am I to talk? You know, if the restaurant wants to be on the air, I'll
you're more than happy to accommodate them and take exactly. their capital. Never look the other way when money is involved here.
But they got to be good. I do have standards.
No, you do, and you've got some great places. I've been to all of them except this one. Luby's been there. Shamuja. You're a big ramen guy, man. You have diverse and very eclectic taste.
I just like going around the world because it's, you know, going out to different restaurants and different style of cuisines. It's the way to travel without actually getting on a plane and a passport and risking COVID these days. You just go to a nice, safe restaurant, and Shamuja is one of my favorites. It's real deal Japanese ramen and so much more. They've expanded their menu, have all kinds of those good bao buns that Luby likes so much, and they got rice dishes. They Chef Kiichi, he's always coming up with a new monthly special. He had like a dry noodle ramen last month. He's got the salmon ramen this month. He also has some rice dishes, usually with pork belly and some delicious marinade. It's all good. Shamuja is near the corner of I-75 and Griffin Road in Davie Southwest Ranches border. It's in a public shopping center at 4921 Southwest 148th Avenue. We're going to have to get Defoe out here one of these days, do one of these lunchtime expeditions because, and it's not spicy. I mean, they do have some spicy ramen.
Don't get me wrong. I love
if you
spicy.
Like the spice.
No,
but
the cake's good.
Believe it or not, when it comes to ramen, I am into more of the non-spice and just the subtleties of picking up the flavor of the bones and the broth of that pork. He uses the whole pig for his traditional tonkatsu. It's a beautiful thing. Open 7 days for lunch and dinner on all the major delivery apps. Go to Shamuja. Tell him Mike Mayo, the Gambling Gourmet, sent you.
All right, more with the Gambling Gourmet here on a deal Volkswagen Degenerate Friday. Live trackside, beautiful scene here at Gulfstream Park. It's been cranking all morning long. Just absolutely fantastic. We love being out here. You're going to love coming out here for live racing now 4 days a week in the spring-summer meet. And that means right around the corner, of course, we're knocking on the door of the championship meet. A lot of good outfits already here with some horses, getting them ready for that aspect of the season. And it's just been phenomenal what they're doing here at Gulfstream Park with regards to the live racing. Simulcasting 7 days a week. When does Belmont open up? Saturday?
No, I was looking. It looks like they're giving him a big breather after the Saratoga meet. It doesn't look like Naira is going to get going again until next week. I guess they let Kentucky Towns take the center stage this weekend, and then Belmont will start its fall meet, I think, sometime either next Wednesday or Thursday. Yeah.
So weird, though. And, you know, you probably had this happen to you at some time in your degenerate lifetime where you were rooting for a horse that you thought was yours, but it turned out it wasn't. So. You were like screaming, come on with that three. Come on, Johnny V, come on with that three. In the meantime, it was like the eight all along, and, you know, you don't have anything.
It was Barzini there. All along.
Yeah, you're sitting there just absolutely stuck. But, yeah.
It all happens. Sometimes
Kentucky Downs is like that, though, with the video, whatever that angle is.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like the race never ends.
The perpetual stretch there, like it's like a 3/8 of a mile stretch. So, and then they have like three different camera angles that keep cutting, and you keep thinking it's the end of the race.
There it is.
Like,
I got it. The fire.
Nope.
Not, oh, they're still running.
There's another 16th to go.
There it is. I got it again. The five. And they're still running.
And then you got nipped at the wire.
Unbelievable. So. All right, we're coming back with more with the Gambling Gourmet. Mike Mayo, longtime sports writer with the Sun Sentinel, was brilliant at that. Let's Eat South Florida, over 56,000 subscribers now on Facebook, and all kinds of different things about food and the restaurant business here, both in town and around the country, but mostly focused on what's going on here in South Florida. Back with more in a moment. Now that.
The time.
It's 9:48. Mike Mayo, the Gambling Gourmet. Can we do one all in unison, Libby, on three? One, two, three.
Shamuja.
The best way to kick off your day is with Defoe plus Libby. We now return to the Defoe Show.
Going to touch on a big high school matchup coming up tonight that Mike Mayo has a personal involvement with in this ball game. Kind of interesting the way this is going to shake out. That's happening tonight. Might want to go somewhere for a great bite to eat. And this is a place that I've been to many times. Always love it. But I haven't been able to get there with the Gambling Gourmet yet, so we'll have to make that the next stop on a tour, South Point Robar.
Yeah, before tonight's big American Heritage St. Thomas Aquinas game, which is at Heritage, and my daughter is a varsity cheerleader for Heritage, so
nice.
I'm going to be going. It's sold out, so don't bother trying to get in. But I will be making maybe a pit stop at Southport Raw Bar for some delicious raw clams or oysters or grilled oysters or their Old Bay shrimp. all their fish is, and seafood is tremendous. You've seen the bumper stickers worldwide. It says, eat fish, live longer. Eat clams, last longer. Eat oysters, love longer. That's at the Southport Raw Bar. They also have things for landlubbers. They've got the burgers on the grill along with chicken sandwiches. They have full liquor now. They have breakfast and brunch every day. They have music and outdoor dining overlooking the canal. It's a great place. Buddy and his crew, they know how to get it done since the early 70s. It's Fort Lauderdale's iconic Raw Bar, Southport Raw Bar. It's at 1536 Cordova Road in Fort Lauderdale. If you want to order for takeout, it's 954-525-2526. That's 954-525-CLAM. Go to the Southport Raw Bar, eat, enjoy, hang out, drink, and tell them the Gambling Gourmet Mike Mayo sent you.
All right, what do you make of this thing tonight? You have American Heritage, your daughter cheerleading there for them. Is she going to have much to cheer about against St. Thomas, who, what did they do? They lost to Tampa Jesuit, which
is St. Thomas is coming off a rare loss to Jesuit, I guess a school from the West Coast. And also St. Thomas, Heritage is coming off a big comeback win against Chaminade last week in sloppy conditions, and they kicked a game-winning field goal in the last 10 seconds. It was a pretty exciting game. Then they opened the season with a loss at Treasure Coast in Naples, and then they had an exhibition against IMG that they also lost. So two teams that are both highly regarded, should be around come state championship time in their respective divisions, but getting off to some slow starts. So this is a key game for both of them. They both need it. And one more thing, heading into the weekend, I hate to go on a somber note, but I'd be remiss not to mention that, you know, the 20th anniversary of 9/11 coming up tomorrow. It's a day where everybody knows where they were at. I was in Tennessee getting ready to cover a Gator Tennessee football game, doing some pregame advance work in Knoxville, Tennessee, when that terrible day happened, and I hightailed it in a car back up to New York City because there are no flights, and I ended up getting roped into news coverage for a couple of weeks, and I'll never forget that. And just it's a day where remember to do kind things, remember to serve your fellow man. I know things have gotten a little herky-jerky in the last couple of years. We're a divided country. We've been through a lot of things, but just try to remember the cohesion and the unity of that moment. And obviously out of that tragedy, there was just so much resilience and perseverance. And I know family members of victims, and just the way that seeing kids who've lost their fathers grow up, it's just one of those things. Let's never forget. And tomorrow, it should be a day of service. It'll be a day of obviously a lot of people, you know, enjoying their weekends, shopping, football. But remember those who just went to work that day and never came home.
Yeah, that was a time, too, where adversity used to galvanize a country like the United States of America, whereas now something as simple as whether to wear a mask or not for some kid in school has people hitting each other over the head with clubs. It's crazy. So let's find more of that spirit. Unfortunately, it came about in the most horrid of fashions. But I remember being on the air that day while it was happening, and at first everybody thought it was a big joke. Like, somebody crashed a plane into the World Trade Center, and then the second one hit, and
we all knew what was happening.
Changed, changed perspectives and lives forever, as you said. All right, great being with you guys. Mike, thanks for stopping by. Always a pleasure. That was a terrific time. Those gentlemen at the pizza spot, it was a great time. We had a lot of laughs out there and some great, great food. And we'll talk to you again on Tropical Lakers Tuesday. As you have pretty much taken over
every day.
Show and made everybody hungry, which is great. I'll be with you tomorrow from Hialeah Park. I always love being out there. We thank the people here at Gulfstream, as always, for their very generous hospitality and support of the program. As it's great being out here. It's really, people say, how was work today? And you realize I lined up at a racetrack and got to talk to people all morning long. So it was absolutely fantastic. We'll see you tomorrow at 8 following the Weekly Fisherman, Eric Brandon's Fine Show. He's been catching them, man. This guy knows of what he speaks. He had a bunch of whoppers there on a boat as he went fishing in the Keys somewhere. I'm not sure exactly where, but they had a nice catch. Probably brought him straight up to Shenanigans there to be cooked by Patrick Utter and his crew. All right, we'll see you tomorrow at 8 in the morning with the Hialeah Park Trivia Challenge. Thanks to the people here at Gulfstream. Thanks to Deal Volkswagen and all the fine people connected with the program. See you tomorrow at 8 as we leave you now that.
The time!
It's 10 o'clock.
Let's go to eat a damn snack.
Look what they done to my soul.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
Chumba.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.